You have your body sitting in the chair, sitting on the ground. Be aware of your breath moving your body. Be aware of the place that you're sitting in. Just being back in this place, which many of you haven't been here for many, many months. To being back in this room as we begin the third and final year of this work. And as we address in this year the connection to the supernal triangle, the deepest aspects of ourselves, the deepest aspects of the universe. This weekend, contemplating the path between Bina to Tiferet, the place of the Deep Mother and the Living Son. The place of the lovers and the place of the sword. The union and separation. In every path that crosses the abyss, that crosses the prism of the art, there is a surrender and a giving up into a mystery of opposites in union. And to help us in this inquiry, to the east I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel of the Morning, Angel of the Breath. Inspire us, bring newness into our hearts and minds and bodies. Open the new day for us. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. In front of me, to the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, whose face shines like the sun at noon. High Priest of Heaven, induct us into the mystery. Show us the God made flesh. Show us the light made substance. Show us the Lamb sacrificed before the beginning of the worlds. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Herald of the Divine, Enunciator, Keeper of the Word made flesh. Cleanse and purify our capacity for vision, that we may see truly. That we may receive the living child into our hearts. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, the light of the divine that shines in and through matter. Alchemical angel and keeper of the stone. Take us into the mystery of the stone, into its symmetry, into its emptiness, into its density, into its fire. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Circle is quartered, the sphere is cubed. In the center, there is the fountain of the living light. In the center is the fountain of the name.
Ah.
Yod Hey Shin Vav Hey 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 Yod Shin Vav Hey. Letting the sound take you inwards and downwards, entering into mystery, entering into the deep descent. Feeling as though you're moving in and down. Until at last your feet touch earth, not in the familiar place, not in the forest, but on a trackway ascending a mountain. We find ourselves on a small earthen trackway. That is St. Illtyd's Way. In the distance, we hear tolling of a church bell, the summoning to service. And as we look across the landscape, we see that many, from many different directions, are converging upon this mountain, called Mynydd Gellionen, an ordinary hill, but a hill made sacred by intention. And we follow this path, which has fern and gorse growing alongside it. We ascend the gentle slope of the hill. And as we come up to the top of the hill, we come to an open space. We come to a chapel painted in lime that is called the White Chapel. And built into the swall of this old Welsh chapel is an even older stone. Cannot very easily be seen. An ancient piece of sandstone. And if we look gently into the sand, into the stone, we will find the image of an old Celtic priest. With hands raised up in prayer and invocation. And we salute this ancient chapel, but we notice the even more ancient foundation that is shown in the image of the stone. And the priest with his hands upheld. We walk a little further, and just beyond the chapel, there is a very old ramshackle building made of ancient sandstone. A shell now, really. And at one end of the shell, there is an ancient slate altar. And carved into the slate is an ancient Greek word, ichthys. And on the slab, there is a circled cross. And beneath the cross, there is an image of a very ancient building. A building of domes. That is both circular and square. That is the circled cross, that is the cubed square, or the squared cube. Embedded in the infinite circle sphere. And as we contemplate the circle and the cross, the cube and the sphere, it is as if we step more deeply into ourselves. And we find ourselves going through a passageway that is both defined or shaped by the circled cross, by the cubed sphere. So there is a moment of disorientation, a moment of entering an impossible space. And then, as our minds and hearts adjust, we find ourselves walking along a corridor with many windows that moves downwards. And as we walk along this corridor as we glance out through the windows. We may see times of our life passing by. We do not stop at any. For we are journeying to the sanctuary. To our sanctuary of sanctuaries, the Sanctum Sanctorum. The Kadesha Vakadesha, Holy of Holies. And at a certain point, the path, the corridor moves upwards. We find ourselves standing before a door. In the center of the door is the letter Shin in brilliant gold. This is also the house of the Shin, the house of the living and breathing spirit. And as we step into this place, as we open the door, we find ourselves in a simple space that is both intimate and vast, a square domed room. With stained glass windows in each of the quadrants, the four holy living creatures. The winged lion, the white eagle, the winged man, and the winged bull. In the center of the room, there is an altar, and on the top of the altar, there are the letters Yud, He, Shin, Vav, He. And as we take our place at the altar, from the top of the dome, a light descends. From beneath us, a green answering light ascends. We place our hands upon the altar top, and the fire from below meets the light from above in the center point of our hearts. And as that happens, figures in the stained glass windows come to life. We are watched by the eagle and the man, the lion and the bull. And we stand at the center point of the turning world. We stand in the place of deep stillness, the sanctuary of sanctuaries, the Kadesha of Kadesha, the Holy of the Holies. the place where light becomes flesh, the place where flesh becomes light. For a moment of time, be in the sanctuary. Contemplate the mystery of the light made flesh, the flesh made light. And in the stillness, you hear this voice. This is the fountain of wisdom that Michael gave to Peli, the angel of the face. And the angel of the face gave this mystery to Moses. Moses revealed it for the enlightenment of all generations. When David HaMelech, David the king, understood the nature of its knowledge, he exclaimed, I shall acknowledge my gratitude to you, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, with all my heart. I shall honour the name forever. These are the tikkun, the inquiry that restores. This is the combination of making union. This is the utterance and the computation of the ineffable name that is magnified in the 13 types of transformation. How is the tikkun accomplished? It derives the word from the utterance and the utterance through the word. The tikkun through the combination and the combination through the tikkun. The sum through the computation through the sum. And until all the words are positioned in the font of the flame and the flame in the font. Until there is no measuring or quantifying the light that is hidden in the superabundance of the secret darkness. Everything is brought forth through the 13 transformations. The transformations are attributes and the attributes are transformations. All grasp one on another, one on top of the other, spreading outwards through the speaking of the name. And the speaking of the name through the addition of the name and the deficiency of the name. All this, the deficiency and the abundance, the excess and the nothingness, are upon the Aleph, the first letter of the name. Contemplate the sanctuary, contemplate the place of mystery, contemplate the winged holy beings, contemplate the name. And when you're ready, you take your leave of the sanctuary, passing out through the small doorway marked with the shin, and descending down the corridor, noticing the windows on either side, which now give glimpses of things that may be. Follow the pathway downwards and then follow the pathway upwards. Stepping through the circled cross, the cubed sphere, the impossible transitional point, and find yourselves once again standing before the old slate altar in the ruined chapel. Looking at the scratches on the slate, feeling the greenness all around you. Feeling this, smelling the scent of the fern. Find yourselves again on St. Illtyd's Way. As you descend Mynydd Gellionnyn, you find yourselves moving in time and in space until you find yourself sitting just here, just in this room. Letting your senses bring you into the room. when you're ready, opening your eyes.